When Tommy became first a lover, his nanny so fired every pot that poor Tommy's eyes did discover the conquest she made of his heart. Ah, nanny, quoth he, be not cruel, reverse that ill fate of your mind, whom nature ordained for a jewel should never be fair and unkind. Were all those plump smiling graces, that delicate supple white skin, that seems to distol in the embraces, and would force a cynic to sin, were these, my dear nanny, bestowed thee to keep a perverse, peevish mind, or to bless thy dear Tommy that loves thee, ah, never be fair and unkind. Were all those plump smiling graces, that delicate supple white skin, that seems to dissolve in the embraces, and would force a cynic to sin, were these, my dear nanny, bestowed thee to keep a perverse, peevish mind, or to bless thy dear Tommy that loves thee, ah, never be fair and unkind. The hopes of those ivory pillows to repose my poor head on at night secures me from all fortune's billows or aught that can nature affright. There's nothing but nanny can please me, to nanny my soul is confined. No, nothing but nanny can ease me, then nanny, dear nanny, be kind. In nanny's dear sight I have anguish which blushes proclaim in my face, and out of her sight I do languish to think who possesses my place. Ah, nanny, no more let me leave thee, but both be together confined, and all my fears undeceive me, and forever, forever be kind. Ah, nanny, you told me you loved me, and bid me no more to complain, and when I have sighed, have reproved me, and kissed me, and vowed it again. You told me that fortune should never despoil what your soul hath designed, and you would be Tommy's forever, and forever to Tommy be kind. Remember, dear nanny, you said it, and called all the gods to attest, and blushing to think that you did it, you laid your face close to my breast. Remember how dearly I blessed ye, and begged ne'er to alter your mind. Remember how often you kissed me, and vowed you would always be kind. But now cruel nanny has left me, and owns me no more for her own, and all my joys have bereft me, and turned all my hopes to despair, that nanny once had so loving, obliging, so gentle a mind, that nanny of all creatures moving is now perjured, false, and unkind. What though my dear nanny be cruel, and nothing her fancy can move, yet nanny must still be my jewel, and all that my soul can love. Perhaps 'tis no alter of nature, but only for reason confined. So lovely and pretty a creature can never prove false and unkind.